Yeah, but you know the weird thing is, they're all made by the same company. Either MTD or AYP or whatever builds all those, the Cobbs, Cadets, the John Deere's. That's why you take a Sears Craftsman, let's say a 2020 or whatever, and stick it up on against the same output 2020 Cub Cadet. Both the machines look exactly the same, except it's just different colors and different stickers. They're all made by the same company. And that, you know, you got to wonder that too. Well, if you know, you get a Sears, because Sears Craftsman's made by MTD or AYP, I forget which one it is, but you know, you get a Sears Craftsman, they're pretty good. At least the old ones were. I don't know about the new ones. But here you get the Toros and stuff, and they're breaking down left and right. I don't know how that works out. You know, that you understand what I'm saying? It's like they're all made by the same company, but some are crappier than others.
Yeah, I totally get it. Did you know that an off-brand lawnmower is basically made by a big brand company, and they just leave their stickers and their tags off of it so they can sell it at a cheaper price? My ex-boss told me, said, you know, when you buy a Cub Cadet, you're paying for the name. You could buy an off-name machine, and it could be just as good, if not better, than a Cub Cadet. And, you know, he's probably right.